Oh, do you know what? It is the Real Talk podcast, the realest podcast on the internet right now. It is episode, I've not got actually got a clue. Episode, what the fuck?
18.
18. That's fucking crazy. That is crazy. I am Deli Meat 18. I am joined by my boy.
It's your boy, Enrage Nanashi, as you can see, just here.
Nice.
It's a good day. It's a really good day.
It's a new day. Oh fuck. That for those that haven't noticed yet, there's been some moving of the furniture. There's been some rearranging. That is so unfortunately, it didn't seem fitting that, we have the founding member on every episode because it is false advertising at the end of the day. It is false advertising. Unfortunately, our boy Savvy Zaps, didn't see the vision. Didn't see
See the potential.
the potential, yes. Understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. So nah, I'm
One
fucking
where they've
out.
got a job.
I'm fucking with him. I'm fucking with him. But because of work commitments, he can't make every episode. So, when he can make an episode, he will be here. But for now, unfortunately,
You won't be.
yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how's your week been, bro?
Bro, week's been fire. Week's been so good, man. Week is, no, I mean, streaming wise, blown up for me. It's gone insanely well. Just life wise, I'm still feeling good. I'm still going strong with this 75 hard shit.
Coming up to day 30. What are we on?
Coming up to date,
28, 29?
I think I'm on like 20. I've lost count, man. I just make sure I do the shits, like, and just tick off the calendar. I think I'm on like 28.
But for clarity, Ash is fresh off the back of like a 12-hour stream. 12-hour stream. Congratulations as well, bro. 400.
Hit 400. I think I'm gonna hit
400.
my stream target, my anniversary target.
Oh, bro, it's been popping off. I think you'll easily. I think you'll
Yeah,
surpass that.
yeah, yeah.
So you built an X-wing last night,
I built an X-wing last night, man.
and watched every film from the original series.
Every fucking Star Wars movie it took me. Jesus Christ, man. That was heavy.
Bro, it was such a good stream. It was such a good stream. But ain't it funny though that like the way we started, obviously we came into this for on started off with gaming as everyone typically does on Twitch, but I obviously had like a vision of what I wanted my stream to become, which it has become. But did you think that when you started streaming, because you were originally streaming at Apex, right?
I was just gaming, bro. I was trying to do like competitive gaming.
Yeah, I remember.
That's a horrible angle for me. Holy shit. I was trying to do competitive gaming. Yeah, and just trying to make something out of ranked on Apex, Overwatch, shit like that.
Because that's kind of when we first had the conversation about you joining the team, we even briefly, and I'm very briefly, but if memory serves, we even talked about the potential of maybe having a gaming team on TMGC and kind of you heading it. And now you're a LEGO streamer.
Now I build fucking Legos for a living. Jesus Christ.
But that was
Yeah.
crazy. You had like what, like 40 people in at one point?
No,
50 people?
I had 30. I had
No, because
30.
you got raided by Zaps. Well,
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong, but
I don't really talk about it, but yeah, my max views was 30 that day.
yeah, that was crazy, bro. That was crazy.
Such a good stream,
Because
bro.
even when I was doing Let's Talk About It, like I told you on your stream, I obviously I have you always pulled up. But I had you pulled up and I kept popping in because for some reason, I don't know what it is about those LEGO streams, but even I'm there. So like even yesterday, I was playing ranked while I had you pulled up, obviously listening to your RRR. Enjoying the film, to be fair. And enjoying your stream. But like the my for some reason, some sort of consciousness needed to know how you were getting on with the Lego. So
I
like
think
even
that's
when
it though.
Yeah. So even let's talk about it. So I'm interviewing someone and talking to someone, and I'm still got my laptop up here looking at the chat, and then I'm like, let me just while Brit and Josh are talking, let me just quickly. Oh, he's doing the wing.
Losing his fucking mind as the back of it keeps breaking.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's multiple reasons why those streams work. I mean, some people come in there like they don't really say anything, which is fine. Everybody knows over here we love lurkers. There's never a problem with anybody lurking. But I think some people come in there and just for the vibes, just to support me, help me out. And there's some people that come in to watch the Legos being built. I don't know why. I need to get like a better camera and like a better view. And then I think there's people in there that are like, shit, probably a low percentage at the moment, but shit, I mean, I wanted to watch these movies anyway. So, and I think it works on so many levels because I'm chatting with chat when I can, which is all the time. But like if chat's a bit quiet, there's still a movie going on. And then someone comes and talks about it or talks to me and it gets popping again from both sides. So yeah, I think that's why it just works. Like there's so many things going on, but they don't really overlap each other too much. Like when I'm building Lego, it's not taking away from the movie or like being distracting from the movie. And you're like, oh yeah, shit, I forgot he's building Lego because I was just watching that. Let me just check in on him. So yeah, I think it's cool.
No, what I love about it, and I kind of crossed my mind, and I'm sure it's already something you've thought about, but the cost of it is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you're talking about the Harry Potter one next, potentially in the future. But the avenues it opens, because you, like, with the Harry Potter one, you can watch the entire Harry Potter trilogy while you build it.
Yeah.
And then every other movie franchise that has Lego to go around with it, whether it be Marvel or fucking whatever, the Jurassic Park, it opens so many avenues. And I was watching it yesterday and I thought to myself, like, he's cracked it. Like, this is one of those things that has endless possibilities and endless opportunities, because you even spoke about the create Lego creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, imagine my boy does these Lego streams and they pop off on like a monolithic scale, and my boy has a fucking Lego, like, whatever, a Lego Banashi. Like...
A Lego Banashi would be crazy,
bro. But you know what I mean? Like, it got me to thinking about streaming. And we don't, even though we talk about streaming on this, we never really get into it in any major scale, I don't think.
Mm.
Even though it plays such a fucking, apart from our families, it probably plays the biggest like role in our lives in terms of the amount of time we invest. And I was thinking, I was like, we are, I think, like a perfect depiction of like how to stream, in the sense of you see all these streamers that are like, my streams just aren't popping off. And you have to just keep trying different things.
That was me, like...
Well, that's why I thought you'd be amazing to talk about it, because your streams this week, more than anyone's, I think, have like gone up a notch.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to talk about it because I don't want it to like have the reverse effect, evil eye and all that. But yeah, I mean, when I came, I mean, even before before I left streaming for I had a kid, so it didn't really leave. I was more so like took a break. Prior to that, my views weren't super great. I think I was getting like max viewers of 9. I couldn't retain watches. Like I'd have like my streams would pop off really well, and then they would just die off. Like chat would slow down, views would go down. Even when I came back, it was like a little bit better, but nothing major. I was thinking like, this shit just isn't for me. I wanted to just stop gaming for a bit. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do something else, which got me into like true crime, and that started building up. Like it was like, okay, there's more retention, I'm able to like talk more as well.
Yeah.
And actually have like meaningful conversations, because the stuff I was watching and reacting to was quite heavy at times. So you were able to have like these conversations with different people with different opinions, which is quite cool. And then I think it was Zaps Redeemed Zaps redeemed the Lego, one of the Lego streams, and then the community one
Yeah.
was done as well. And ever since then, man, ever since then, yeah, like two, it's been a week, I think. Because I think I did the first one on Tuesday.
Yes, yeah.
And then I had a stream in between that, nothing to do with Lego, still had really good views, really good retention. So I think people have found me interesting now.
Yeah.
I just figure that's what's worked. So it's going to be an effort to try and get those Lego streams in a bit more frequently.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think what I've noticed from because you know how like super observant I am in terms of just watching people like every day, I think the role you've played in the community has become more prevalent as well, which I think has helped. Because the community we're creating, I've noticed more regular viewers in between that transcend all the streams. And I think that the community we are building is really starting to become established. Like they like everyone we have on the team because like Brit, I've noticed it. Fucking my fucking speech impediment then. Say what you call him, say if you want, say if you listen.
Save your lisp.
Bro, he came back. He's angry. He's angry. Yeah, I've noticed it with Brits, and I've noticed it with Zaps. Is that like the same people from our communities? And I'm not just talking like my streams and then into your. I'm talking like you see people who are regulars in your streams come into mine. People like Kale, who now comes and watches me as well. And I've seen him obviously in Zaps's and bounces about. And then like people like Rue and other people, and they bounce back. And I think it's. It's what's so important about community, and is perfect evidence of, you know, kind of what I've said from the start, which is, you know, everyone who sits at the table eats, and that sense of community, I think, I've really seen this week especially, but it has been building. I mean, you look at what we've done with the sense of in the sense of affiliations. This week has been fucking crazy, and you're even having people DM you and say like, "Bro, I need this person affiliated," like. The way we're becoming synonymous is crazy, and it's really, really stepped up this week. I mean, my stream on fucking Wednesday, I was like, you said it, you said it, and credit like for what for Ashton at one point he was like, let me just hype him up for a second, and he was like, the boy's making it out of the
Did I just say that?
hood. Yeah, if
Oh,
you scroll
fucking
back in our group
hilarious.
chat, you're like, bros made it out of the hood.
Bro, that stream was
That stream
wild.
especially, yeah. Yeah, that stream especially.
Nah, I mean, not just that fucking stream, but shit, like it just dawned on me. Like when I saw, because me, I'm always looking at the numbers. When I saw the numbers, I was like, oh shit. I really can't like at some point, because sometimes when I'm moderating for you, like I can like play a game, watch a YouTube video in the background or something, go between tabs, a little shout out, da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh shit, it might be getting a bit serious in here where I've got to do everything before I start modding. And I know I don't have to. Like I
Yeah.
know it's not I know you don't expect me to
No.
be on the computer all this, but for me, like making sure I'm keeping up with shit, keeping the vibes good as well. Trying to match your personality and your mood at that time and try to impact you in a positive way, like telling you to shut the fuck up and you just keep going. And people are like, and then people are telling me like, hey, yo, are you gonna say something to him? And I'm like, you guys see me do it, right? It just like, add to the fun. I never want to bring it down. I always
No.
want to add to it. So yeah, like it's getting really good. It's starting to become really fun again.
No, I think that's kind of what people don't understand about you know, you see successful streamers, and they don't see it. It really is like it's a team effort, and it that sounds a little bit corny, but you see with all successful streamers, is they have these kind of characters, if you will, because streaming you are an exaggerated version of yourself, and I even have it now. I'll go into people's streams, and they'll talk about like something me you've done or something me and Brit have done, or like. those partnerships, and it's very similar. You see it with people like Jinxie with
Queso
Sketch.
and Sketch.
Yeah, you see those like kind of characters become synonymous. Kai Cenat and I forgot his fucking name now.
Ray.
Yeah, that those partnerships, you see, like, and that's what it really is, and especially me and you, like that kind of, because people see you as the nice guy in the community.
I've done so well.
And I'm the piece of shit,
I mean, you can make anybody look like the nice guy in the community, though. I'm not. That's...
it's so funny though. Let me see if I should talk about this. You know what? I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna talk about it. I just won't say a name.
Oh, and I get painted.
I've not told you this yet either. I've not told you this yet, so wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, no, I'm gonna get painted as a villain.
No, you're really not. I am.
Oh, okay.
I want your reaction.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say the person's name. Amazing individual. Amazing individual. I'm gonna put that out there first. Who I think got me told. Because I need to be careful. I need to be
We
careful.
could just bleep it post.
I'll tell you who it is afterwards. You may even be able to guess. But I'm just going to be uber careful. We
It, bro.
low key have to get release that lost episode.
No, I can't.
So I like in all seriousness, I am so thankful for the community we've built, because this past couple of weeks has really popped off for me as a streamer. My numbers have and I don't talk about numbers, we've spoke about this before, but yeah. And there's been loads of new members of the community. Loads, like loads. And I'd say I've pushed it up a notch as well in terms of like the character I play on stream, and it is me, but it's just an exaggerated version. But so, as you know, like when women come into the streams, like I'm hyper flirtatious. I do sexualize women on stream 100%, but it's all
In
performance.
jest, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shout out Miss J, really good friend of mine. She even said, "Yo, I come into these streams to feel pretty." Like she said that in my stream, like, and it's we spoke about it in the last episode, but I get a DM. I get a DM. A couple of days ago after Thursday's stream.
Oh, no way, it's a boyfriend. I hope it's not a boyfriend. Carry on, sorry. I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking like, what the hell could it possibly be that you have to be careful about?
So I get a DM. And to start off with, it's very flirtatious to an end, so it isn't a boyfriend.
Okay.
And I'm doing my thing, going along, And then the girl says,
Oh.
I really like what you do on stream. I can appreciate a good scam."
A good scam.
A good scam.
You, who are you scam? Wait, what are you? Wait, Karen, 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 Karen. Karen, I think I already know who the fuck this is. I think I already, but I'm trying to figure out how you scamming. Wait, carry on.
And I'm like, "What do you mean a good scam?" And she was like, "Convincing all these women that you actually like them, making them feel good about themselves." I'm like, I was like, "It's not a scam." He said, "I was like, I love what I do. I'm very clear about the fact I never want a relationship. How is me making a woman feel good about herself a scam?" And she was like, something along the lines of, because you're very clearly leading them on." And I was like, "And how can I lead someone on if they If they drop me a
If
DM and
you
I don't reply, if I don't, if I don't, if when a woman approaches me and says, I find you really attractive, I want to pursue something, and I say, you know, I'm not looking for anything like in particular. Like if you come on stream, I'll happily converse with you. I said my streams are very clearly escapism. You don't, I said, you don't go on OnlyFans, speak to the girl on OnlyFans, and then expect her to come home with you that night.
I mean, there's a story about who was it? I'm digressing here, but there was a OnlyFans model who this guy messaged her every day and was like, I'll send you 10 bitcoins if you just fucking speak to me again. I thought we were like together and shit like that. Like there are some people, but I think the normal people, the normal public, general public, yeah, I wouldn't expect that.
No, and I was kind of like, I'm very clear on my streams that I don't want a relationship, that I'm not looking for marriage. I'm very open about the fact that I'm prone to infidelity. But so I kind of my question to this individual was like, how is that a scam? If you're openly saying I'm a slut, you can pay to see my dick, and you can send me anything you want. We have been on stream, as you can credit this. I've been on stream. I think that was like maybe last week. I was sat on stream and got sent like four nudes while I was live. Right? Yeah.
First of all, I can't credit that because I didn't see him. If
But I told you.
anybody who's evil eyeing me don't know anything about that, but he did, he verbally told me that he verbally told me.
At what point am I scamming women?
That was the best gym session after that. I was so mad. I hit like six PRs, bro. I said it. Next.
Scammer, bro.
Nah, you, I don't, as you said, right? Like you make it very clear. You make it very clear on streams that you are not looking for a relationship. So you can't really, that's like,
It's like getting angry at an OnlyFans girl for
you
telling you
can't
you've got a
like,
big dick.
whoever this was is fighting the wrong battles. They should just say, because for me, they should just say, "Hey, I'm jealous you're giving attention to everybody else when I want the cake." Like, just say that. Like, just say that. Because that's how I would probably come at it. I probably, if I was gonna be petty like that to a girl, I'd be like, "Why are you leading on all these guys?" I'm just like, "Why are you not fucking talking to me? Just me." But
She credit though, she's an, she is a great individual. I almost think that they were trying to get a rise out of me, and maybe they believed that.
I think I know who it is.
Maybe they believed that. I'll tell you who it is after.
No, I know you will, but you know me. Always trying to play chess. It's not school shooter, is it?
No.
Sorry.
Oh,
Sorry, sorry,
no.
sorry. Sorry, we'll mute that. We'll mute that.
Nah, you're good, you're good. Because no one knows what you mean by that.
Sorry. I need to stop saying what's on my mind. Oh my God.
That is fucking funny. No, I mean, I expected it. I did expect it because whenever you do content that's some. I'm just gonna give ashes. This Twitch stuff is wild, you know. Anyone that's watching this back or listening to this back on Apple, Amazon,
Sweating. Oh,
YouTube, any other platforms on Spotify,
I'm crying.
Real Talk TMGC.
I'm so sorry.
But like this streaming stuff is crazy. I
I
mean, I
think.
was I want to get back onto what we're just talking about, but I literally had someone in my chat yesterday. We're talking.
Sorry, Jason. Sorry.
Please, if you don't, if you only listen to this on any of our audio platforms, please, Real Talk
Oh.
TMGC on YouTube to watch this because this is fucking hilarious. Oh.
Yo. Yo. Oh my God. Please, if you see me after this podcast comes out, don't ask me, because
We
don't ask me.
can't say.
First of all, I'm not going to say it. And second of all, it's not, I'm not going to incriminate myself any further. Next question.
Question. You know what? I've just taken my sliders off because my feet are sweating because of
Bro,
how funny that was.
I need, I think I might need to change my shirt, low key.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, this streaming stuff is crazy and I love it. And I literally, no exaggeration, because of the accusations that were thrown at me the other day, I just want to reiterate, I literally love the community we've created because it is fucking amazing. But I'm doing a talk show yesterday, and gosh, Josh, I think, was talking about like alcoholism or something. Some serious topic anyway. And then this woman comes into my chat and goes,
Right, a new person, or
no.
okay, sorry.
And puts at Deli Meat 18, like at me, so it's highlighted. I really want you to just bend me over and fuck me. That's
Was
full
that?
stop.
Wait,
Yes.
no, you can't say if.
Not who you were just talking about.
Oh, okay.
The other one.
Okay.
The other one. The other one. The other one. And bro, I was like, "Hey, the fuck, yo! I love it. I love the energy. Believe me, I love it. But still,
Bro, that happened. What was the fucking the last podcast show before this recent one? The same shit happened. You was talking about some fucking serious topic. It was like X or some shit. And then it was just like someone was like, oh yeah, Denny, put it in my mouth or some shit. I was like,
no, I think that was,
can
I
we
think the
stay
one
on
you're
topic,
talking about.
please? Can we please stay
I
on
think
topic?
that might have been the one where the girl came and went, "Telly, I want to eat your ass."
Oh my God, bro.
Bro,
This
like,
happens. This happens too many times, man.
honestly.
We're talking about a serious ass conversation, and there's always just one. There's always just one. I know people can't get like timed out for just not like nonsense. Like it, your community is pretty. You go in the chat, you can pretty much say anything as long as you're not super racist or like anti-Semitic. You can
Homophobic,
homophobic. Yeah, like if you got jokes or you have anything on your mind, you can pretty much say it there. But I'm gonna have to stop. I'm gonna please. Can we stay on topic? Like.
yeah. I think you said that.
I literally in the one where I was, because again I wasn't in the last one, but in the one that I was in where someone just veered off, just started talking, I'm like, this is a talk show, man. Like you wouldn't be at the comedy show and be like, I want to suck your dick, like just.
No, and this individual that DM'd me and kind of made these accusations, I kind of tried to explain to them. I was like, what I do is kind of try and create an environment where you can just let go of any sense of morality almost. No, but it really is. As long as
That's
it's
the problem, Daddy.
yeah, I know, but like I said, there's very few places that, like you said, you can go and just go, "I want to put your dick in my mouth," or "I really want to be bent over and fucked." Like, there's very few places in life that you can say that. And kind of creating that environment is sort of like a rage room almost. Do you know, like where you get a baseball bat and just smash up TVs and stuff like that? It's a similar thing where you can kind of just.
It's just a horny room
Yeah.
where women get called beautiful and the men get ignored, especially if you're a mod for it. That shit is crazy, bro. Bro, there's like a sea of messages flirting with you, and I'm like, hey, Deli, should I make a poll about this? And you're like, like, fuck. Bro, it's not for men at all. It's just not for, well, I mean, it's for some of them.
Well, I mean, to be fair, yesterday we did have some some flirtation and stuff going on in the chat. Hans has definitely got more active in my chat since the women started coming around.
Bro, you're gonna attract.
Shout out to my boy Hans, by the way.
Shout out, Solo. You're gonna attract very weird people soon. Mm-hmm.
I think, and
at some point, let me make a prediction here. You want this to be a moral free ground. At some point, the wrong one is gonna turn up, and you're gonna shut this shit down. You're gonna be like, okay, now my mods actually have to do something because it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anticipating the text. Dash, can you help?
Do you know what that's this is kind of like when I asked you the other week, I said, do you think this is sustainable? And how because of, in all seriousness, in how hypercritical I am of myself, I was kind of like, it's kind of a, they call it like a storm in a bottle, don't they? It's kind of like we've got this thing now, but we need to kind of like steer it. Because I agree. One of two things is going to happen. Bro, there's so much of this dude just going to be laughing because we live this. That's the
one
thing.
One of two things, bro. I can say three things that are going to happen. I can tell you three things that are going to happen.
Go for it. You go.
You want me to go?
Go.
Okay. Let me set up for this. Okay. So the first scenario is you get the wrong motherfucker in there.
Mm-hmm.
You get the wrong motherfucker, and it's probably most likely going to be like, for some reason, a dude has caught wind of this, and he's a weird fuck.
Yep.
And he's going to be like scaring people away. So then we're going to have to do something, and then it's going to be like, well, I thought this was a place where we could, and you're going to explain it, but it won't matter. The second one is, but I think this is the least likely one, because you've set it up to be this.
Mm-hmm.
You've clearly stated what the terms are, mm-hmm. as in, you're not looking for a relationship, you're a flirty motherfucker, every girl that comes in there, you say you want to put kids in them. Don't know why. The second one is, though, that they all collectively decide, but you've got to pick one of us now, and it blows up, and you're just like, but I don't want. But again, I think that's like super, super unlikely. But it's also like a what is it? A flame in a matchup or whatever. Like, yeah. it just takes one spark, yeah. and everybody's arguing.
I think that's the least likely one.
That's the least likely one.
The third option I think that could happen is, and this gets dark, but I've already had to do it. And it, you know, this is real talk, so we're going to be serious. Is the age issue. So I got a DM.
Oh yeah. You got to chill because not everybody said yeah.
I got a DM from a girl, and I, before I did anything in terms of, and I'm not talking like crazy conversation, but I just like, how old are you? Before like this in the DMs, how old are you?
I mean, Drake because... asked the girl how old she was. She was 17. Drake,
yeah, yeah. We'll get onto that. We're gonna get onto that.
Yeah, we need to.
But that is the only thing. The only thing that I'm worried about is the age thing, because when it comes to men, that allegation alone, alone.
No, it is.
Just regardless of whether it's true or not.
Yeah,
just sticks. Just sticks.
No, I agree. And the reason I was laughing was not because of the seriousness of the conversation. I just imagined this 17-year-old girl typing, right? And you like say some shit. She's like, Daddy, this is Chris Hansen. I'm out. Unmod myself.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I had that realization this week of like the DM stuff, and I'm like, bro, like, because the worry is that once we get any sort of minor success, is there is always someone wanting to shit on you.
Right. Yeah.
So like, and that's the thing, that's why I'm really thankful, and like Ash says about like modding, like I don't ask anyone to do it, but that's why you have to have mods, because you get a creepy guy in those DMs in the chat, game over, because it just becomes synonymous. Like that's where creeps hang out or something like that. So yeah, I think the creep thing or me getting cancelled. because what I do will anger some women. That will piss some women off.
Some men too.
Husbands. Bro, the girl that came in, and I was like, "Hey, your boyfriend came in," and she was like, "He's not home right now. It doesn't matter." And I'm like, "Hey, that's like, yo, if there's one thing that this has confirmed, I think for a lot of my male friends is that women ain't shit."
Listen, I'm always grateful to my partner. Always been, always have been. You guys already know that. That shit. When I go in Delhi stream, I give my girlfriend a hug and I tell her I love her. I'm like, you are an angel compared to some of the shit. I'm surprised she lets me in your shit still. I'm surprised.
I will say, I hope your woman can hear this, because she has got a catch. She has got a fucking catch. Because people be wiling in my chat.
Wiling. I don't get involved.
and Ash never gets involved. If anything, he like...
I tell you to shut the fuck up. Because
I just tell me to fuck up. But you almost play like the completely innocent. You're like, women scare me. I don't want to talk to women. Like you're like, don't talk to me.
I have to be like that, because I'm like, I want to be in here. Like, I don't want to feel this. And I'm like, you gotta go. Like, you're not allowed in the stream. We're like, mom, I'm playing. Like, nah.
Ash said to me in our group chat, me, Ash, and Zaps, and he was like, I need a shower after every one of Delhi's streams. I feel like the man who sets up the cameras for porn shoots.
Bro, you don't understand. Like, guys, you don't understand. Like, sometimes when I'm not trolling Delhi, I'm actually trying to have a genuine conversation with him. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there, I'm typing. I'm like, ha ha ha, hey Delhi, you should talk about this. Or, hey Delhi, what do you do with this? This is how you do this part in Harry Potter, which you're not going to fucking play for 3 hours. And it's just a sea of just...
Pussy.
I was going to say women. it's just a sea of, as Teddy said, pussy and messages. And the messages are, frankly, wild. And I'm just trying to be in it. The worst one that Delhi does to me is when he asks me a question and I answer it.
Oh my God, it doesn't happen that often.
Okay, Delhi. The only caveat I will give you is recently you've had like 50 people in your shit. So you missing me isn't so bad now. When that shit was happening and when you had like 20 people, because it's only like it's like the same six fucking people talking. I was just like, all right, Delhi. Yeah, and it's just crazy. And he'll be having like a conversation with me, and then it'll just be like, what is something outlandish you said? Just be like, oh, it'll be like, yeah, Ash, so this is what I'm gonna do. I'm thinking of doing this. Oh, hello, X. Still haven't had my babies yet. I see. Oh, we'll fix this soon. And then I'm just like, Delhi, what were you going to say? And then he's just talking. And then and then he'll see the message where I'm like, oh, Delhi ignored me again. And then he'll go back and be like, oh, yeah, I missed that. And then carry on flirting.
Bro, I'm actually so warm.
I'm hot.
I'm like hot. Red as fuck. This has actually been one of the funniest ones yet. Yeah,
bro, your chat is vile. Yeah, and that's why I also made that new emote, because I don't say anything anymore. When it gets too disgusting and I feel slimy, wet floor sign. Just wet floor sign. You know I'm still there. I'm still modern. There's no point in me talking.
Yeah, it is crazy, and this is kind of why I kind of think that I need to start thinking about like what direction we're going to take this in now. Because it is getting to a point where I'm even like, how do I keep this up? How do I level up this? And it's the same with you, kind of with your streams, and I'm sure you're the same, as kind of like, what's next? Kind of like, because like with you, you did Darth Vader, you did the X-Wing. You're doing Harry Potter. Like, what is next? What's the kind of evolution of the streams?
True crimes, horror games, and just chatting. I'm not changing my thing anymore.
Yeah.
My browser. Just chatting.
Do you think that's the evolution of a streamer though, in general though? Because we've kind of both done it. Because like, I don't play games anymore.
I think that's it though. I think one, it's, I mean, even just chatting is oversaturated, right? But there's, I think the beauty of that is there's only one you. So there have been people coming in and, you know, they're just, they don't know what the fuck's going on. It's in the title, but they kind of just like, what are you doing today? Completely new people, outside of community, like just viewers. And the beautiful thing is you just, you know, you just chop it up. You just chat with them like, oh, I'm not playing games. I'm doing this, but I usually do this, this, and this stuff. I usually react and you have a general conversation. And from doing this as well, I've had a few people come in and just been like, just, you know, demanding, but it's fine. They're just like, hey, can you react to this? Or hey, can you listen to this? And I'm like, yeah, because I have that option now rather than like me sitting and playing a game that maybe people want to come support me, but they don't like the game I'm playing. Like they don't like
Yeah.
Apex, they don't like FPSs, they don't like. So yeah, just I think just chatting and just being a variety streamer, doing things I want to do because in turn, like I'll put more energy into it as well. It's like giving and taking, right? Like I want to play Apex a lot, but one, I'm not super nice when I play Apex, and I'm not super chatty, and it doesn't really, it, I don't really get to showcase my personality when I'm playing games because I'm super hyper focused on trying to win.
And I think that's the difference between what will make you successful and unsuccessful in streaming is you have to have a personality.
I don't think so.
You know?
I think we talked about this, and I think you said it. You mentioned something similar last week, but you said about me that I'm not shit at games, but
Oh, I did. I
I'm not
did.
good at being like super competitive. Yeah, you didn't actually say yet. I'm adding the yet because it hurt my feelings. but I think you either have the personality, right? I think you can have a mix. I think there's people that will have the, but you'll have people that are intrinsically interested in that section. I think if you don't have a personality, they're looking at you for gameplay and they're looking at you for maybe just the vibe because there are some people that just don't
That's
want,
true.
they don't want like the hyped up, they don't want the Kai Cenats, they don't want the Jinxes. Just because that's their preference. But I think it's either on the side, on the ends of the spectrum, you either don't have like a personality or it's very
Monotone,
stagnant,
almost, yeah.
monotone, but you are just like
Cracked.
you're an Imperial Howl, you're a Shroud, you're a, not saying that they don't have personalities, but like in terms of gameplay level, like you're up there, you're in the
Yeah.
upper echelon, you're in the 0.1%, or you're not necessarily good at gameplay, but people are there for your vibe, for the personality. Like I wouldn't say Harry that Harry Potter game is a very exciting game, but you play it enough and you also like you just back it up with your personality that a lot of people can just sit there and chill and just have a laugh, like have those all those unfiltered thoughts that they have. They can just have it there and know that they're maybe not like the biggest piece of shit in a room.
Do you think anyone comes through? Not to go back onto me because I don't want to, but
No, we could.
do you think anyone comes through to my stream and just to feel better about themselves? Like in terms of like
Every Monday and every
yo.
Wednesdays, bro, I'm like, I've got a roof over my head. I've got a girlfriend that loves me. I've got a girlfriend that doesn't stream, doesn't post on Instagram. I'm like, this is
You're
bliss. You don't leave the
the
house. This is bliss. This is bliss.
reason I've just got an image of like a couple arguing, and the girl's like, "You're a fucking piece of shit," and he goes, "I'm a piece of shit," and pulls up my stream and goes, "Well, at least I'm not like this guy." Like,
Bro, you think I'm kidding? Well, after your stream, when I see someone like mention boyfriend or something like that, and then I'm like, but you're still, I go up to my girl, I give the biggest hug. I'm like, I love you. I'm gonna buy you flowers tomorrow.
well, I do just to finish off on the point about the DM I got, because this was going to be my key point is. So I completely believe the biggest thing that will happen to me is that I will get a huge like amount of hate online at some point.
Didn't you already have that?
Yeah. But I mean,
But that was
like,
before you were like this, because
yeah, that was
you
like
were a lot more
the first
tame
wee
before.
rise. That was kind of 3 months into streaming, when I was like still like averaging like sevens and eights and stuff like that.
Man
But
said
get
it like
like
it's a small thing. I'm averaging sevens and eights now.
no, my guy, it like before my double figure averages. Yeah, and kind of what I said to this individual is that yes, like I am a piece of shit online, but also
I'm a
that
piece of
is
shit in real life.
I
Sorry.
that too.
No,
That
no.
too,
No,
100%. But also, like, you're looking at one dimension of what I do. I said I sent like the Discord link, and I was like, go into my Discord and see like who I really am.
I
Because
also think, sorry to cut you off there, but I also think that's really stupid to look at someone or someone's stream, right? And be like, like this is all they are, because you don't like, you don't look at an actor, right, and you're like, that guy, that character is there's depth, right? There's like, you're not like, that actor is so good at that character because he's probably an asshole himself. Like, he's just, he looks like
Yeah.
he's just living his life. Like, no, you do. I mean, some people probably don't, but you do like put on a bit more of reaction and or a persona, or even if you act yourself, you do it in a bit more of a magnified approach, because you know, you have to be, you have to be entertaining as
It's an
well.
exaggerated version of self, or at least an aspect of you, and that's kind of what I said to
Yes.
this. This is kind of what I said to this individual. I was like, everyone who comes into my stream regularly, they actually like this. They actually find this version of me funny because they actually know I'm not actually
Yeah,
that person.
you're not this bad. Yeah,
Yeah, they're
absolutely.
like,
Yeah.
and that's why I said go into my Discord and see what I've built and what we've built as a community. We have actually built. And I truly believe this. We have built the best community in the small streaming space. Like the safest, the most inclusive, the most supportive community in the small streaming space. If I was that much of a misogynistic, womanizing asshole, do you think this community would accept me and what we're building? They wouldn't. Like, to judge someone just off what you see on the screen and kind of offer singular experience is the most narrow-minded point of view you can possibly have. And again, it sounds like I'm shitting on this person, but I actually really like this person. But I just that one comment kind of got me thinking, like, this is a pretense to what is to come for us. And I say for us because just like
Oh, you're talking about that
that we
first incident?
got attacked on, And me and you wrote the whole PR thing that we kind of, and I say PR thing because it essentially was the PR post that we put out that kind of deaded everything. You obviously you helped dictate that. So I say we've got to deal with it because when the hate comes, I'm gonna be hitting up the VP. Like we need to put out a statement. We've got a fire to put out
Oh my
because I do
God.
think as you grow, this only becomes more. This only
Yeah.
becomes heavier.
As much as the support grows, so does the
Hate.
animosity and the hate.
And that kind of touching on that statement that we had to put out, I think that's a good segue to talk about the absolute fire that Kendrick's put out the last 2 days.
This. So I thought that this was the greatest beef in the history of rap.
I'd agree.
But someone put it in a perspective that was so true. They are not, this isn't rap beef anymore. They are literally dry snitching on each other. So it's whoever has the person that comes forward first and says, yeah, they did that, is fucked. Because police are going to just get involved.
I am as I think most people know, I'm like a hip hop head. Like I was raised on like Grandmaster Flash, Rakim and Eric B, like LL Cool J. Like I've got knowledge. I can go and get you books that I've read on hip hop history. And I would agree that this is probably the biggest rap beef in the hip hop in hip hop history.
In general, yeah.
And
Drake definitely has a mole.
he has them, and they will because of how successful they are. And the tracks that Drake has put out are fire. Like they are bangers in terms of musically. But in terms of content, Kendrick, bro. The man compared the Pizzagate scandal, Epstein Island scandal, the raiding of Diddy's house to what is going to happen to the embassy, aka the OVO headquarters, Drake's house. I was like, no fucking way.
Did you see the cover art for? Did you see the cover art for Not Like This, Not Like Us?
With the little dots on the top of the
Do you know what that
embassy.
means?
No. Oh yes, I do. It's a paedophile thing, isn't it?
So yeah, so when
I forgot what the
you're on a
thing's called.
sex registry list, you
Yeah.
get different icons. Like blue is like
Yeah.
consented to it, like a minor consented, but it's still, of course, it's illegal still, but it
Yeah.
wasn't forceful. Orange is like sexual assault, and like red is
Yeah.
sexual assault, kid trafficking and shit like that. And he put 13 dots on the OVO house. Man said trying to strike a chord probably struck a minor. I said,
Well, the thing is,
man said Delhi. Man said certified lover boy, certified pedophile. I said, yo.
I listened to them all as soon as they came out. So, like the Drake one, amazing. The visuals as well, crazy. The crushing of the Good Kid, Mad City car, all of that. And when he talked about Kendrick hitting Whitney, who is Kendrick's wife,
Which has already been bit disproven.
yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff. I was like, fucking Drake is going in. And don't get it fucked up. Drake is like a huge battle rap fan. Like he's a huge, massive, like he was brought up on battle rap. He's, you
Well,
know, as you
his
see,
ghostwriters are,
either way. But I listened to it, I was like, hey, yo, like Drake was doing it. And the whole Drake was very lucky because of 20v1 thing. So someone put in a review that it's very hard to make Drake the underdog, but for some reason in this, because of how many people he's going up against, he is technically the underdog. And then Kendrick came out, the hip hop boogeyman, bro. He came out and just ethered this motherfucker.
Nah, Deli, Deli,
Ethered.
you ain't even talking about it. Let's talk. You want to fucking talk about it, bro? Guys, usually, for people that don't know, like about rap battles and stuff like that, usually what happens is the song gets released, people hear it, you go in the studio, and then you get a song released, like later down the line, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Kendrick, between what was the original song?
I don't know. I can't.
You know they can what the fuck, like that,
Like
is it?
that,
Yeah, like between like that, because that's where Kendrick said it ain't the big three, it's just me. Then J. Cole put out a diss. Then J. Cole said, hey dog, my bad. My bad. I was in my feelings. I didn't know how to react, and then I was listening to
pussy
people
old.
like, let's wait now, because people are calling J. Cole the greatest fucking rapper right now. And he was like, my bad, like I was in my feelings, and then I was letting people dictate, like the fans dictate how I should react. He put out the song and then he apologized.
He just knew better.
He knew better. He said, wait a minute. Kendrick, I just remembered. Then Drake put out his shit. Then Kendrick went quiet. Everybody was like, he's taking too long. He came out with a warning shot. He said, I'm firing back. Here's a warning. Drop the fucking shit. What did Drake do? He said, I didn't like that song. I didn't like the stuff you said about me. He didn't say anything too deep, but I know I can beat you. So he made Family Matters, talked about him hitting his wife allegedly and shit like that. And at the end of the song, he said, the beef is over. It's done. I've won.
30 minutes later.
I know.
Kendrick hit the big red button. He said, "Oh, I told you to." 30 minutes later.
Crazy, bro.
Meet the Grahams comes out. First of all, he hit like 2 million views in I think it was like an hour. Ethered this man. Ethered him. He's dead. Like Drake can't respond. Well, he can, but it's got to be with violence. It can't be with another song. So then everybody goes to bed. Everybody chills out. Wait, what's this? Kendrick dropped again. First of all, I'm in the theory that Drake killed XXXTentacion. Drake is going to have to kill Kendrick. I don't want him to, and I don't think... Bro, he said you're hosting pedophiles and child molesters, and you're one yourself. This fucking man, Daddy, I know I'm going to let you speak in a minute. This man made a song to Drake's entire family. He said... He said, Adonis, we love you, bro. We love you, but we were wishing that your mom swallowed your dad. And we understand that you wouldn't be here, but we will work out the logistics. He said, you're hiding an 11-year-old daughter.
No. But he didn't just hide her. He wrote, like, when you're talking about how he wrote, like, a whole verse to, like, Adonis, then to Drake's mom, then to his dad. He even wrote almost entire verse to a daughter we knew nothing about.
He said, I'm sorry your dad doesn't like you, but we love you. He pretty much just said, these are my kids. When you're arguing with your daddy, called Uncle Kenny. I said, nah.
The only hope I'm holding out for this rap beef, because like my boy Screwface Jeans, shout out my guy, because he's one of my favorite reactors. He said hip hop's a sport, and that's what we're watching right now. We're watching the UFC of hip hop, the most violent type of sport, bare knuckle or boxing almost.
We're watching fucking McGregor vs. Alves, bro. 14 seconds, it was done,
bro. But no, because I think it's academics that on his stream, he said that Drake has a track in the tuck that he's been saving to destroy Kendrick. If that's real, how can you be a pedo allegation?
You can't,
but
he can't.
You can say what you like, but like Drake said, if you're going to snitch, you need to bring receipts. So like
you, that's not true though. That's not true, because remember when Pusha T, bro, the thing is, Drake doesn't fucking learn. Drake said something about
Drake as well.
Drake said something about Pusha T's family. What did Pusha T do? He said, you have a kid, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Kendrick said, don't fucking say shit about me. Like drop the beef. What did Drake do? He said, oh, didn't you beat your wife? He said, oh, don't you have an 11-year-old daughter?
Bro. That's what I mean, bro. And do you know what was even shit like the gambling addiction, the Adderall addiction, all of that shit, bro. Just every bar from Kendrick hit, and this is what. And you're right, Drake doesn't learn, because even you look at Drake has never actually really won a beef, a beef.
I disagree.
Even Drake Joe Budden wrote Making of a Murderer. Absolutely fucking tore Drake apart bar for bar. The only reason Drake won that is because...
Popularity.
But they, in this instance, Kendrick is one of the big three, if not the biggest right now. This isn't Nas and Jay-Z. And everyone would say that that Nas beat Jay-Z in that as well, and I'd agree. And Jay-Z's greatest rapper of all time for me.
Man, I mean, even academics, I think academics is even knows like fucking Kendrick is winning, and academics is a glazer for Drake. He's a glazer for Drake. So, Bro, you the thing is as well, like once fucking Kendrick called him a pedo, the game was done because there's already low-key receipts about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but imagine the fucking bar, bro. I just keep hearing the song back in my head that even you the way Kendrick just picked him apart, because who's Drake's biggest fan? Like women, they say like he makes whole music, like he makes music that women get wet to. He even said some little lines of, "For all those women still bumping Drake, remember they're your black sisters that you're hurting." I was like. Like you're saying, you're basically putting out to hundreds of millions of people the fact if you listen to Drake now, you are soliciting a rapist. That's essentially what he said.
Bro, even the simple lines, bro. He said, LeBron, keep your He said, LeBron, keep your family away. Steph, keep your family away. Oh shit, bro, but you saying Drake doesn't want beef is
No,
absolute pop, bro.
I'm saying he's never won a he's never won anyone
Oh,
who's
he's
gone to
never
a summit.
won. Oh yeah, because I was gonna say Drake is pretty, I think Drake is pretty disliked in the industry, and it's not because like people would think it's because it's jealousy. Bro, Rick Ross didn't even say anything to Drake, didn't say anything about Drake, didn't like, and Drake, I think Drake dated his baby mama or slept with his baby mama or something just because he was on the album for Metro. Bro, Drake is petty. So he's like, Drake is the type of kid, right? He goes into class and he's like, mink at the back of someone's head, and he's like, why are you guys jumping me? Like he does that.
Kendrick even low-key said that. Kendrick
Bruh.
even said that when he was talking about we all know. He said something along the lines of "We all know who you are when you take the mask off."
He
And
said 20v1. He said, I'm going 20v1 because you got them fucking ghostwriters.
he yeah, and I get it. And don't get me wrong, like Drake makes good music.
Not for
You
me
know,
anymore. Damn. Oh.
no. That's it. That no, I
I
know,
deleted them songs, bro. I said,
but.
hey, yo.
But we all like to music, but you look at someone, you don't build that many enemies. So Future, him and Drake were meant to be boys. The Weeknd, obviously, everyone says that he wrote what the fuck's the album called? Drake's like fucking with
Not take
Marvin's
care.
Room and shit on. I
Oh,
can't
take
remember.
care.
Take Care. They say that the Weeknd wrote most of Take
The
Care.
Weeknd wrote most of Take Care.
That's what they say,
Damn.
and if you listen to it, you can tell. You can kind of hear it, and all the other people basically we could go through and name everyone. Rick Ross, like you said, you don't build up that many people that you were boys with that then turn enemy if you're not just a bit of a fucking asshole. Like if you don't have friends in the industry, you don't have that many to turn their back on you. Fucking him and Future had a whole fucking album together, recorded a second album that never got released. So you don't do that. You don't do that. So I think he's the kind of guy that you don't introduce to your wife.
No.
Because he would fuck your wife.
No. I can't, no. But it's,
Ash missed an
yeah.
opportunity there to bring my name up.
Drake's cooked, man. I don't think, like, the thing is, what did he say? Or someone else said that basically, if people still follow Drake, they're basically R. Kelly fans. It's the same shit realistically though. Like because R. Kelly pissed on a fucking girl and his fans were like, yeah, but it's R. Kelly. Like if I was that little girl, I would say the same. Like it's the same thing. There's literally that fucking thing of Drake kissing a 17-year-old on stage. I was like, bro, if you watch the video again, it's actually kind of nuts because he's like, I can't go to jail yet. It's like, he's like, damn, you think at that age of shit. You're like, bro, chill. Like he's saying a lot of shit. What do you mean you can't go to jail yet, pop? Allegedly.
Bro, what? Drake drops an album. Drake drops an album in a year's time.
He's still gonna have fans.
No, no,
Because
no, but
there are still brain dead
is
people.
he still Drake in a year's time?
Yeah.
Fuck, bro, that's crazy. Because arguably, and there's a lot of people that do, a lot of people that do, Drake is the greatest hip hop star of all time. And when I mean star, I don't mean the greatest rapper. I mean in terms of you look at longevity in the game, you look at quality of albums, all of that. And to a lot of people, Drake is the biggest hip hop star of all time.
Drake would be seen as a pinnacle because of how he came in, for
How
sure.
successful he's been, yeah. His body of
But
work. No one's had a run like Drake. No one has had a run like Drake.
have you noticed, like, he's not, there are like, okay, his run is good. How do I put this? But there are like songs like Sing About Me. Kendrick's Section AE blows everything Drake's put out in the water. I that me personally.
Oh
And
yes. No. But for me, I love Kendrick and Section 80, unbelievable album,
unbelievable album.
unbelievable album.
Damn,
To
good
Pimp a
album.
Butterfly,
To
great
Pimp
album.
Off, like, good
But
album.
what Kendrick makes is art music in terms of like it is
Yeah.
artistically good. He is like Rakim, like 90% of people will never have heard of Rakim, but Rakim is the greatest lyricist of all time in hip hop. And I think it's called is it A Fistful of Dollars? The album he did with Eric B. Eric B's a DJ. Is you look at anyone's list that's in people's top tens of albums, but it's not bangers. They're not a lot of songs that are
Yeah,
bangers.
but
And
that's the thing. He
that's what
makes
Kendrick
club
does.
music. He
Yeah,
makes
and
Drake makes club music. So because people were saying, "Oh my God, man!" People were saying that Kendrick was losing the fucking beef because Drake's music was shit you could replay and listen to
I
in a
was gonna
club.
say, yeah,
But like it's but
and it
bro
does hit.
the yeah,
It's one
but
point on the
the
board, though. It's one point on the board.
yeah.
Content, you put Kendrick up there. Kendrick, every bar would hit. The difference between him and Kendrick is Kendrick doesn't put filler into his songs. Everything had context. Everything was a shot.
Yeah, and I think because everyone's it's funny as well because not everybody but a lot of like people in the comments were like Kendrick was losing until he released not like this or not like us whatever it was called, and he was like I heard this in a club and people are playing it in clubs and it's yeah it's a banger, so now he's apparently winning again. And let me just tell you, fans of Kendrick are crazy. The amount of lyrics I'm sure he's gonna. The amount of lyrics I've seen of people saying, like, what was one of the comments that I read this morning? I fell out of bed. Someone said, I'm disappointed he didn't say, the only kids you don't fuck with are yours.
What
I said, that's a Kendrick fan. I said, when you releasing the track, bro, because I
yeah.
need you in here. I need you in here.
That is the thing, and that is the only reason that I think Drake has to reply, because he has no no so so
There's
so
nothing you
hear
can
me
do,
out.
bro.
And
There's
no, I know there's
nothing you
nothing
can
you can
do.
do, but you know when people say that, and you heard this a lot during like the BLM movement, that silence is violence. It's his silence is almost confirmation of the allegations.
Yeah.
Like so he has to drop and do something. You have to put this fire out, bro.
No,
Like.
because you're saying Drake has shit in his locker. You're saying Drake has a bomb for Kendrick, right? Kendrick's already said he's got three more tracks.
I know,
He
I know.
could go, he could do it. He said, you really want to do this? I can keep going. Are you
That, but
He's like, I
don't we
didn't want
want
a
it?
beef. I
Don't we
didn't want
want
a
it?
beef.
We want it though.
But no, because someone's gonna end up dead. Like that's
Oh, a hun
I don't want because I don't ever want anything like this to resort to violence because it's art, it's music, right? And this is the way that artists should fight, if anything. So I never want to end violence. But
how many times are you going to say certified lover boy, certified pedo before someone's taking shots at you, bro? That is wild.
Because that's the thing. Drake is really around shooters. Like, it's a known fact, you know. But Kendrick is from Compton,
I forgot Kenny's like that.
It's Kung Fu Kenny.
Because he's on his graceful shit, his soul shit.
Yeah.
People forgot when they heard it, they were like, oh, this is Kendrick.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Someone said though, and I agree. Drake is the only person that could get Kendrick to drop regularly. So like, this is the first time in a long time that in hip hop I've actually been excited to hear shit. Like, and this is going in a different lane slightly, but TikTok has kind of killed music for me. Because artists are dropping an album, and like they used to say about like people like Eminem and Jay-Z, that album they drop a song that is for radio, and it's just not who the artist is. And now people are almost dropping songs for TikTok.
Yeah.
Every single one of these that's dropping from the biggest artist in hip hop right now is purely bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking exciting. Like, I've listened to every track like over and over again, just fucking nerding out.
I mean, what did Drake say? He was like, every bar goes over your head. That was kind of... But Drake, there's no way... If anything, the score is like 4-3-1, 4-1 to Kendrick. I'm giving Drake a point here out of grace.
The first one he dropped, I can't remember what it's called, but the first one he dropped was a point for him purely because he went in there and he kind of... he replied to everybody by himself, whereas, like, obviously... when the first shots were fired, it was Kendrick, Future,
Metro.
Yeah, and Metro. And then The Weeknd bought out a song as well. And like, so he was like kind of, he replied to everybody individually, and Drake was the first one to actually name drop. So I was like, yeah, okay. Okay. Oh my
God.
But I like Drake songs, like in terms of like the diss tracks. I think they're good tracks, but
did you hear the beat that Metro Boomin has made?
No.
BBL Drizzy. Kendrick said you had a BBL. How you get abs, bro? You don't tell this man to release more music,
bro.
He said when you look at yourself in Sexy Red, you see two bad bitches. I said,
bro.
I've literally when I'm in, I think I listened to one in the gym, and I was like, I couldn't even do my set. I was like, let me finish the song. I was sitting there like that, bro.
I would love to have been in the room when Drake heard those tracks for the first time.
I would have loved to be in the room when Drake and his ghostwriters heard those tracks too.
What happens if, just like when Nicki beefed with Remy Ma and she released a diss track featuring Wayne and Nicki, what happens if YMCMB drop a diss track? Because this kind of happened when Eminem and Ja Rule and 50 were going at it.
Eminem, who in YMCB is going to drop with it?
I mean, Nicki's in a relationship with a known rapist, and they still.
So you think Drake's smart idea would to bring in Nicki, who's dating or in a relationship with a known rapist, to Kendrick?
But the thing is, people have, everyone in the game has mentioned the fact that Nicki's with a rapist, like, and no one cared. But the thing is, you bring Wayne into the equation, who is
Wayne's not gonna come in. Wayne will never.
I don't know.
Not because he's scared, but because He doesn't want it. I don't think, he's not scared, but it just, Wayne is like...
I'm just saying, imagine, because when Ja Rule came out and dissed Eminem and kind of one-upped M, he name-dropped Haley.
You think Ja Rule one-upped M? I think he got a punch off.
No, but that's the thing. He did a stupid thing, because what he did is, the reason he one-upped him is because he did the outrageous thing, which was to name someone's daughter, because he ended the track with...
Don't do.
He ended the track with, if Kim's a known whore, what's Haley going to be when she grows up? If Kim's a known
slut, what does that make Haley? That's crazy. Yeah. And then they started...
Everyone was like, whoa! Because people didn't do that back then. And then he released Hail Mary, which featured the entirety of D12 and 50, and they just absolutely fucking annihilated Ja.
Bro.
I don't think that's a possibility, but I would love, bro, a YMCMB diss track would be fucking levels. That's when bodies start dropping, which we don't want, by the way, but that's when bodies start dropping, because then you get the entirety of Top Dog who will jump on the bandwagon, and then we'll have a fucking all-out war. But all I will say is there are a lot of people that depend on Drake for a payday that won't want to see these allegations stick, because he has signed the biggest contracts in... He's got $500 million deal. There's a lot of people...
Another nigga who signed to... Bro, every time you talk, I'm just hearing, I know, this bar's about Drake. Nah.
But that's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of people that depend on Drake for a payday who want to see Drake win. I don't think... Bro, I am 100% Kendrick's won this. But all I'm saying is there's so many variables. And I don't think this is the end. I really don't think this is the end. I think
it should be.
It should be. Because like you said, bodies, like the shooting could start.
Drake shouldn't have any fans left after that. Until he... Because, yeah, it's all like... I know what you're saying. Everybody's saying that there needs to be proof. But Pusha won, and there was no proof that Drake had a kid. There was just nothing. Also, Pusha's wild for that. Props for the fucking album cover of that one. The artwork. Drake in blackface?
Bro, that was crazy.
That was... Bro. Yeah. And I think from Pusha's like side, or from Pusha's time, that made me realize how much like everything to do, the build-ups, like if you're having beef off of line with them, if you're saying shit, everything, including the music, is part of beef. Like when I saw that image, I said, that in itself is wild. So yeah.
And bro, again, you know how great an artist is when they can make you forget everything. Because like I said, don't get it twisted. You go and look up the lyrics, and I'm not going to profess to like remember like whole bars and stuff. But Drake was spitting, but I can't remember any of it, because all I can think about is everything that Kendrick said. Sorry, like I said, I felt it. I was uncomfortable listening to Meet the Grahams. I actually think that was the better diss track, because it felt surgical. It felt like he was just talking. He was just talking to you, going, this. Like, Drake really needs to learn, because Pusha made him reveal his fucking unborn child. And Kendrick now is unbirthed another child, but then also all the fucking... You know, we'll not talk about it too much, but all the other kids, like, yeah, bro, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I honestly, unless Drake comes out with something about Kendrick sleeping with one of his own family members, I think it's over. And either way, I think it's over for Drake. I think, look, I don't think it's over for Drake in the sense of his career is going to go, because just like you said, Nicki was someone that's dating a known rapist, right? And she's still living life, and
She's the biggest female rapper still. Huh?
And Drake is a huge rapper. People aren't going to, like, unless he's, unfortunately, people are going to be like, unless he's shown to have been doing that, even though there's kind of the Millie Bobby Brown shit, allegedly, the shit on stage, like, people are going to ignore that. Like, oh, that was just him being a good role model, and the girl hopping on stage. Like, people will always have something to say about it, mm-hmm. like, or defend it. So I don't think he's going anywhere. But I just think that in terms of this, it's done.
Mm.
I wouldn't push.
Yeah. I will agree to a certain point. I agree with everything you said, by the way. But I will say, like, I never want to slam anyone with that word.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not evidence.
Clear evidence.
Because mm-hmm. because we see it way too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the problem with society is we all have such short memories, like, mm-hmm. and society will just if there isn't receipts, people will forget about it in 12 months time. 12 months time, they won't talk about these allegations unless there's receipts, and he'll have another number one. So, but bro, will I be bumping Drake? I can't do that. Sorry, like. Unless it's like, bro, unless it comes to light that, like, yo, it's not true, blah blah blah, I'll still be uncomfortable, I'll be honest. And that's how good Kendrick is, because I fucking,
he's put a stain on it. He's put a stain on the legacy, either way.
Yeah, and the best that Drake could do is kind of call him a fake activist and say he beat his wife, which in comparison, shit.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, if both things are true, both of them are pieces of shit, but there's one bigger piece of shit there.
Didn't Drake also say that Kendrick's hiding the kid as well?
No. Drake said, the kid ain't yours.
That was it. It was Dingy Freeman's,
Yeah, who was like a producer or something.
Yeah.
For TDE.
Dave Free. He said it's Dave Free's kid. Which is still fucking funny as fuck, because if that's proven true again, that's a fucking hit.
Yeah, but
But Drake's a perfect example of what fame does to someone, because, bro, all these rich, successful men, Drake, Diddy, Epstein, Weinstein, bro, leave the kids alone.
He said you and Weinstein should be in the same separate room. Oh my god.
That's exactly what I wanted.
I hate the way that you walk. I hate the way, bro. He outright told him too.
The venom, bro. The venom. When he said that,
he's pay.
It's funny as fuck, bro. Funny as fuck, bro. I think that's a great place to end it, bro.
Bro, yeah. Let's.
I love the way we got into that, though.
Yeah, no, that's wild. Let's leave and go see if Kendrick fucking dropped again. Jesus Christ.
Let the people know, then, bro.
It's your boy, Enrage and Nashi, also known as Ash. Thank you very much for coming for episode 18. It's going to be a wild name for this one. You can catch me on Twitch. Hopefully you're going to be making YouTube videos soon. And yeah, let's get to it. We got my boy.
DeliMeat18. On Twitch, The Meat Gamer, and also on all social platforms where you can find everyone. Apologies for my speech today. It's been fucked. I've just been replacing my boy's apps, which, please, we'll plug him one more time. Save his apps on all platforms.
No.
But yeah, I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. My boy Ash streams every Tuesday and Friday.
Basically, he took all the days and I was left with the scrap days of Tuesdays and Fridays.
Appreciate you all for your continued support on this. We love you to pieces.
Stay safe in these streets, Ko.
Real talk. We out here.